What's going on, all my podcasters? See Jizzle and the fucking Wizzle. It's about 5 in the morning right now. It's about 5 minutes till 5. And I'm making this podcast because I probably won't be making one tomorrow. More than likely. I might, I don't know. It's very, very doubtful. It's very doubtful. My grandmother just passed away. So, actually, right after the last podcast that I made, I got a message from my mother, and she told me that my grandmother was dead. So she had already taken her last breaths and everything, and at that point, and so my mother told me that she was gone. And so I rode over there on my bike as fast as I could. I mean, it's about like a 20-minute ride. And whenever I went over there, they already had everybody over there. Like, first of all, the fact that they had... Okay. The fact that they had Angela over there, which I know none of you knows anything about my family or anything, but Angela is... I think she's adopted too. I'm not sure, but my mother is adopted. My mother... To give you a little bit of backstory here, my mother was adopted by this lady, right? And let's just go back. My mother was born in 1963, and my grandmother back then was hot to trot, and she had money, and she was traveling all over, and I don't know how the fuck she came across my mother. I'm gonna have to talk to my mom a little bit more about that, but somehow, one way or another, my grandmother found out that the one that just passed away, she found out that my mother was being held in an attic. And long story short, it was my mother, I think Irish Jean, I'm pretty sure, which is another person, and then Wanda, which is my aunt. Now, me and my aunt, I've already tried to touch base on her and shit in the past. Total complete fucking scumbag. She fucked me over, did me wrong, everything, you know, my mom doesn't talk to her anymore. So, anywho, somehow, one way or another, my grandmother found out that they were, like, the oldest kid was like 5 years old, I'm pretty sure. My mother was like a newborn, like a fucking, a brand newborn, like, and then her sister was like maybe 3, and her other sister was like 5 or 7 or something. But she was in a fucking attic because I guess her mother fucking put her there. You know, I don't know. Anywho, I gotta find out more about that story too. But my grandmother found out that my mother was being mistreated. She was, you know, everything was going on the way that it was. And so my grandmother adopted my mother. Now, my birth family lives in North Carolina. Most of them. Most of my birth family, like 90% of them, live in North Carolina. That being said, I feel like my aunt, you know, gets really jealous because my mother was adopted and she wasn't. And like I said, I got to talk to her a little bit more about that, about where she came from, and, you know, because she's told me and stuff, but she kind of keeps it really vague, you know. And now I feel like with my adoptive grandmother passing just now, hopefully we can kind of open things up a little bit more, and I don't know, but it's really terrible, and it really is running a toll on me, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, as soon as I got that text message, I was literally just finishing up a podcast. And as soon as they told me that, you know, as soon as my mother texted me and said, she's gone, you need to get over here as soon as you can, I told her I'd be over there in 20 minutes. And sure enough, you know, I showed up over there, and as soon as I walked in the door, there was there was already people there, you know, like Angela, for example, and my sister and my brother-in-law, and, you know, people were already there. So she had long taken her last breaths, from what I see, and that's kind of like a slap in the face to me. Because why would you text me afterwards to tell me that she's taking her last breaths? You could have texted me 2 hours ago and told me that, you know, instead of texting me, you know, now and telling me, oh yeah, by the way, she's dead. You know, that just didn't really sit well with me. It just really didn't. And on top of that, the fucked up part is, my grandmother doesn't want a ceremony. My grandmother doesn't want a wake or a funeral or a ceremony or anything of that. She doesn't want anything where people gather up and look at her ashes or look at her body. That's really sad. Because I really do wish that, you know, now they are going to have a time and a date, I guess, when they put her remains, her ashes, or whatever, in the ground. Because she's got a plot right next to my grandfather. And I'm going to have that day off. Period. Not just to pay due respects to my grandfather that I haven't seen his grave in a long time, because he is buried out in Girard, which is about like a 45-minute drive. And, you know, I haven't seen him probably since he was buried back in 2008. So I'm pretty sure it was 2008. Yeah. Because it wasn't 2018. I can tell you that. So, yeah, he's been dead since 2008. Man. Think about that. You know, I thought the family went to crap whenever he died, but whenever, with her passing and everything, I mean, the whole moral fabric of the whole family just fell apart right there. And I don't know what's in her will. I don't really care. But there's going to be a lot of fighting over it. There's going to be a lot of bitching and complaining. I can already hear it already. My mom's going to be fucking bitching about shit. That's not what my grandmother really wanted. But I'm sure that's the way it's going to end up, because my grandmother has two sons that are blood, that are natural sons, Mark and Scott. And them two are going to get, you know, them two are going to have something to say versus my mother, which is adopted, because she's adopted, and they're going to say, oh, you don't have any right to her because you're not her fucking kid. And there's going to be a whole fucking to-do over that. I'm telling you. I can already see it. Unless it's in the will, like, if it's in the will where it says blah, 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 then that's fine. But I wasn't there earlier when she took her last breath, but supposedly my Uncle Scott was there, which is one of her sons. And it's really crazy because Mark didn't make it. I'm pretty sure that my Uncle Mark didn't make it there. He lives in Chatham, you know, I mean, it's like a fucking 20-minute drive. He could have probably made it there the same time it took me to ride my bike there, you know what I mean? So he didn't make it there to see her last breath. He didn't even pay her any due respects or anything. He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't care. And that's really, it really shows, you know, even like when somebody's on their fucking deathbed and you don't have fucking 20 minutes to drive to just pay them the due respects, you're a piece of shit. And I'm gonna talk to my mom about that too and see if he even fucking showed his face. I doubt he did. I really doubt he did. Peggy and whatnot and Scott probably did, but Mark and Penny, I guarantee you, they're probably fucking living it up right now in Mexico or some shit. Who knows? Who knows? So she lived to be 87 years old. And she took her last breaths today. So it really fucks me up because, you know, like I said, you go back 15 years ago, it was a comfort to be able to go over to grandma's house. You know, she lived in the rich subdivision, and I lived in a pretty poor neighborhood. So whenever my mom and me would go over there, we'd go into this nice rich subdivision, and we'd go over there and stay over there for the day, and she was an AKC kennel judge, so she went to a lot of dog shows and whatnot. She was a kennel judge, and my grandfather was too until he died back in 2008. That's a whole nother story. Long story short, my grandfather flew out to a dog show. My grandfather flew out to a dog show in like Nebraska, I'm pretty sure. And he got a hotel room, blah blah blah, like he usually would. But when they found him, he was in his hotel room, and he had had an aneurysm or a stroke or something along that lines. And he was pretty much like a vegetable by the time they found him. And so they had him on life support and shit to be able to say goodbye and all that. My mom flew out there, and I was young enough, I was so young to where I didn't even have a job back then. I didn't have any money, I didn't have a job. I couldn't fly out there to see my grandfather pass. And I was really kind of pissed off about that for the longest time. And, so anywho, that was 2008. And she's lasted this whole time for 20 years longer than he has. Well, I'm not gonna say 20 years, not quite 20 years. But she's lasted a hell of a lot longer than he did. Let's see. So, she lasted 14 years longer than he did. And, you know, 87 years old doesn't sound like a lot. I mean, when you talk about it, you know, there's people that are living to be 100 and 97 and blah, blah, blah. Well, here's the thing. She... My grandmother grew up on well water. She grew up on living on a farm and shit like that. And so she's been healthy for most of her life. But when you get older and you, you know, I don't remember seeing her taking a walk around the block or anything like that. You know, so once you get older and you get to being sedentary and shit like that, sitting around and being lazy, and that takes years off your life. You know, even if you get to be 75 years old, you still need to fucking take a walk around the block, you know. So she was the kind of person where she got to the point where, I don't know, maybe 65, 70, I don't remember. She just started staying indoors. She didn't really go out to breakfast that much anymore. She didn't, you know, it was hard to kind of let her dogs out to go to the bathroom. And shit like that, you know.
Guess who?
I just had a fucking notification. That's hilarious. But no, that's fucking funny as hell. But you know, as she got older and she got older and she got older, she stopped being more active, you know? And when you become less active, like I said, she didn't even really go out for any walks or anything. Like, you know, it'd be different if, okay, you're not riding a bike or whatever, you're not doing any strenuous activity, but she didn't even take any walks. And after, you know, so long, it fucking got to her. But even though she didn't really exercise or anything, she wasn't fat. She was really skinny. Especially down to her last hours. But the thing is, she didn't eat a whole lot either. That's the first thing. And for 3/4 of her life, she lived on well water. She didn't live on municipal water, you know. So that's a big difference when you're living on tap water with all those chemicals with the chlorine and shit in it, and then when you're living on well water that doesn't have any of that shit. It's a big difference. And, you know, you hear about agriculture and shit talking about how there's many wells that have pesticide runoffs and blah, blah, blah. There's chemicals in it. And, you know, I feel like there's a campaign to get people to hook up to municipal water because they're in fear for all these pesticides and chemicals and shit. But I'm telling you that if you got a well that's drilled somewhere, first of all, you're not going to get any of that pesticides and runoff because the water that you're getting is coming from the ground table, which is probably like 200 foot down, at least. So all that water is coming from underneath the soil, underneath the ground table. If any of you have taken geography or, you know, so got the ground table that has water in it. Underneath that, there's more water in it. So, anywho, what I'm saying is, you can tap a well and get some groundwater out of it. And even if it's a little dirty, you got well water or whatever, you can run it through a pitcher, like a zero water pitcher. I've got a zero water pitcher that I use right now, and I'm hooked up to city water, but I don't drink tap water. So if you get a zero water pitcher right now, it protects you like from like seven different heavy metals and different organic materials and heavy solid metal, you know, different shit. Like, it's really worth the money to get a zero water pitcher. I mean, I think I spent $20 on it, and it came with a filter, and I think it lasts about 2 months, 2 or 3 months, depending on how much you use it. If you're just a single person, yeah, 2 or 3 months. If you got like 2, 3, 4 people, it's probably gonna last you a month. But you get on Amazon, and you know, somebody like me, a single person, I can order 4 of them for $40. 4 filters for $40. That's a deal, because if you go to the store, it's like $20 a piece. So if you're going to get 4 of them, that's $100. So $40 versus $100, I mean, it's kind of like a no-brainer. I've got, after this filter is gone, which is, it's getting pretty close, I've got one more filter, and it's supposed to last me 2 or 3 months. And I'm definitely going to have enough money to get a replacement here soon. But, you know, it's just to say, there's no point in going to the store and buying one filter for $20. That's crazy. One filter for $20, or you can get 4 filters for $40. You know, you can get a whole year's worth of filters, or, you know, it's just crazy. Anywho, I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast where it is. It's only 24 minutes in, but, you know, got to eat some food, watch a little bit of TV, and kind of relax. I'm still kind of in shock because, like I said, my grandmother passed away tonight, a couple hours ago, and, still kind of in shock. So, till the next one, it was real. It was fun. But it wasn't real fun.